Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, who dodged Iraq duty, is varsity, J.D. Vance, who fought in Iraq, is JV squad. By Paul Bois on August 6, 2024. Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris made an odd sporting comparison between her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and Donald Trump's running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., calling it a match between the varsity team and the JV squad. Harris made the comparison during her announcement of Walz as her VP pick on Tuesday, and referred to his time as a high school football coach. When you compare Walz's resume to Trump's running mate, well, some might say it's like a matchup between the varsity team and the JV squad, she said before laughing. Some people noted on social media that the comparison fell flat, due to the fact that J.D. Vance actually served during the Iraq War while Walz did not. Walz's military record has also been called into question. As Breitbart News reported, Walz has faced accusations of stolen valor over his military record, with claims that he listed on his official biography a higher military rank than the one he ultimately retired with, drawing criticism from some veterans. Walz served in the Minnesota Army National Guard and retired at the rank of Master Sergeant, or an E8. However, on his official website bio, he lists a higher rank that he served at for a short period that ultimately was rescinded, as he did not complete all the requirements to serve at that rank. However, his bio implies that he retired at the rank of Command Sergeant Major, or an E9, the report said. The term JV squad has a troubled history with reference to Iraq. President Barack Obama referred to ISIS as the JV team in dismissing concerns about his policy on Iraq. But ISIS soon grew to a major international terrorist threat. Walz also resorted to lowbrow tactics during his speech on Tuesday when he referenced a grotesque and false internet rumor that J.D. Vance had sex with a couch. I can't wait to debate J.D. Vance. That is, if he's willing to get off the couch and show up, he said, prompting cheers from the crowd. See what I just did there. As Breitbart News has noted, the couch is a reference to a crude internet sex joke based on a fake meme. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.